We are learning Masechtas Gittin and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We are starting the new Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah: Mniach Peiris Lias Mafrish Aleim Chuma Umaisris, or you put aside Moyes Lias Mafrish Aleim Maisr Sheni, which means like this: this guy has a lot of Peiris in his house. It's Tevel. So instead of separating from his Tevel every time, he puts aside a pile of Peiris, and every time he needs to take Chumas Umaisris, he has in mind. He says he does Machshava, and he says, the Paris I have in the second bedroom, the pile of Paris I have over there, so part of that Paris should be for my chumas and maestras, for what I'm eating right now. Or he has money, a pile of money somewhere, and he says that money should, the kedusha of his maestras chain should transfer onto that money, wherever that money is. So the halacha is, mafrish aleihem becheska shein kayom. You can mafrish on these payers or this money and assume it's still around. It didn't disappear. It's still around. Even though I didn't check it just now. I didn't check it right now. I can still assume it's still there. Im avdu. You go into the room and you see it's not there anymore. So now, the past week, you've been using that for chumas and maestras or using that for the money for the maestras sheini. So what do? Hareze choshesh me'eis leis to Rabbi Lazar. You are choshesh from meis leis. What exactly does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara which meis leis does that mean. But you choshesh meis leis. You choshesh for 24 hours that it was lost already. So you're asking. That's what you do. Now, if it is lost, you want to know what you do. So see Rashi. You raise a choshesh. Lo isin tvalim shetikim b'hav techosam she'elu. Ve'im loy aklon. If you didn't eat, let's say, this tevel yet, tzarech lahafrish mehem, you have to be mafrish again. The shema kishama harei chumasam beperis sheksisi kfar avudim was already lost. So it was Vuyan Rashi that if you ate it already, then it's fine. You don't have to take any more meiser off that if you already ate it already. The Rishash talks about this. He brings down that maybe from other rishonim there is mashmois that maybe even after you eat it, you still owe the meiser. Could be you still owe the trumas and meisers. That's what Barash is mashma. Only if you didn't eat it yet do you have an intense tevel, and you have a chashash to tevel, then you have a problem. Once you ate it, you don't have to. He says the Rishash brings down. Tais yontiv dikti moshen Rambam she'afa b'she'ochlam mechuyev lahafresh atchumas v'maestres. But upon the Rashi says that im loy ochlon, so then tzarek lahafresh. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Yehuda says a different thing. Not arguing with Rabbi Laza. We'll see there is Chalk and Rabbi Laza. It's the Rabbi Laza. We'll see in the Mishnah. We'll see in the Gemara about that. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Yehuda adds another thing. That once you check, let's say you put aside wine to use that for Truma, well, how often do you have to check it? And like when is a time when you should be suspect that maybe it's going bad? Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, V'shloisha prakim boit kemes yayin. There are three times a year where it's very possible that the wine will get spoiled. When is that? The kidum shamatzei chag, the east wind that blows right after Sukkot. That's a very warm wind, and that could cause the wine to get spoiled. Uvetzas smadar, in the season that the smadar comes out, which means when the blossom falls off and the grapes start growing on the trees. That it sounds like that climate. That's not good for wine either. Uvishas knisas mayim bebeiser. Also, the time when it's already a certain size, but now it starts getting bigger. The grapes start getting bigger. The water, which is mayim loshim, the juice is going into. It's growing into the grapes. The grapes are getting more luscious. That's when it's a time when it's a shash that the wine is going bad. Rashi is not upshat. It says it means hayikoshim ha'anovim kashem b'yisir v'noisim seichem mayim, and you put water in there and you make chaymetz. A different shot of what it means, kishim mayim b'yisir means you add water to crushed grapes when they're small. That's what it means. It's that time of the season. Akapanim, Rabbi says 3 times a year you check, three times is the time when you're worried that you have to check it before you do chuma, because then you're worried maybe it became chaymetz. That's our Mishnah. So the first part of Mishnah says that you put Paris on the side to be mafrish. You can mafrish becheskas dekayamim. But if they get lost and they get ruined, then you have to be choshesh me'eis leis. What does that mean? My me'eis leis. Rav Yechon Omar me'eis leis shal b'dika. That means, let's say on Monday morning you check it out and you see it's no good. And you're ready, you haven't checked it for 3 weeks. So Monday morning you check it out. So the halacha is, you go back 24 hours, last 24 hours means till Sunday morning, anything you mafresh is no good. But anything before that, you go basa chazaka. That's what it means, meis leis, fi Rav Yechanan. Rav Elazar ben Atignis, I'm Avshim Rav Elazar ben Aviana, he's much more machmer, he says, on top of my base, meis leis shel hanacha. From 24 hours after you put it down 3 weeks ago, right? 3 weeks ago Sunday, put it down. Or 3 weeks ago Monday, put it down. So Monday, 24 hours till Tuesday, That's when you can assume it's good. After that, you have to be chayshish. Much bigger chumra. You have to be chayshish after 24 hours. After the hanacha, you have to be chayshish ready. It went bad from then. So that's my chalik, is what Meis Leis means. So Gemara is an attempt to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Avdu, if it gets lost, harez the chayshish Meis Leis. You're chayshish for 24 hours. Now, Bishlam Adi Meis Leis, so Bdika, if it means you chayshish 24 hours from the Bdika, which means you go back 24 hours shopping, it makes sense. It says the whole chash is a 24-hour chash. Harez the chayshish Meis Leis. Elam Adi Meis Leis, shel hanacha, but if it means that Meis Leis from when I put it down, that's the only 24 hours, that's the only 24 hours is good, everything else is chayshish. So it just say, ad Meis Leis, you chayshish ad Meis Leis, harez the chayshish ad Meis Leis, you chayshish until that time. It's a bomb kasha. Elam Adi Meis Leis, shel hanacha, hay Meis Leis, ad Meis Leis, abayale. It just say, you are chayshish until Meis Leis. Not the only chayshish Meis Leis, chayshish Meis Leis must be only chayshish 24 hours. It's not true. You chayshish much more than that. Ad Meis Leis should have said. When it says kasha, taka, it's a good kasha, I don't have a teretz view. It sounds like a right to that madiyama. It said in our Mishnah, divrei Rab Eloza, which when the Mishnah says Rab Eloza, that's Rab Eloza ben Shemua, and our Gemara is to bring down the Amayra Rab Eloza ben Pedas. So divrei Rab Eloza, Omer Rab Eloza, which is Eloza ben Pedas. Cholkim, Chalukim alav chaverev al Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar, the Chachamim argued Rav Elazar. Remember, Rav Elazar says that you could be mafrish becheska shu kayam, and the only thing you have to be chayshish is, let's say, 24 hours. But you could be mafrish becheska shu kayam, and if you know you found now that was lost, it was ruined, you get most of the time. You get 24 hours, you get something. You get something, go as a chazaka. But we'll see that the Rabban argued on this. The Tanya went to the Mishnah. Mikvah shenimna v'nimtza chasa. What happened was, a few guys were tayvah and mikvah, they were tamei, and they already touched tyrus and everything. Then you measured the mikvah, and you found that it was missing than 40 saw. You knew 3 weeks ago it had 40 saw, but now you checked it less than 40 saw. What's the halacha? Kol taharei shenasa gavim lafreya, anything that was done, any tyrus that was done with this mikvah, since it was checked last, Beim b'shus yochid, beim b'shus rabim tameis. Means sarish yochid, sarish rabim is tameis. It's not even considered a sofik, considered a vada. Now, what's the pshat, taka? Why didn't you go b'shus chazaka? So the Gemara need to explain this. There's something called tarti l'reyasa. That here you have a chazaka that the mikvah is good until the last minute possible. But on the other hand, you have on the person a cheskas tameh, which means he is tameh. He's for sure tameh. He's for sure tameh, and the mikvah is for sure good. So they contradict each other, the two chazakas. Then you have something called Chazaka Dahashta. Look at the mikvah right now, it's missing. So you have Chazaka Dahashta and a Chazaka of a Tumah against the Chazaka of the mikvah. It's called Tarti L'Reisa, and that's why it's Vadei Tameh. And even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which usually Suffolk Tumah Rabbim is Tahar, that Rashi already asks. So he says it's only if you're not sure if the guy touched something Tameh. But here you know it's Vadei Tameh. So to take him out of that Tumah, that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim won't do. And here the mikvah is not doing that because it's Tarti L'Reisa. So here, you'll be tamei in either way. Therefore, in our Mishnah, the same thing. We're in our Mishnah's tate reisa. You have a cheska, chazaka, the parents are good. And now you see the bad. Where's the chazaka, connected to the chazaka? The teretz is the chazaka of tevel. Your parents is cheska's tevel on it. You want to make it not tevel, you have to be sure about something. So you have chazaka of tevel, connected to chazaka of the parents. And chazaka, the hashtag says right now it's spoiled, is tate reisa. And says that it's vadai not called a good truma, and that's why the Rabbanon hold Tate Reisa argue on Rab Elazar. So Moses Pshita, we need Rab Elazar ben Pedas to tell us that the Rabbanon of that Mishnah argue on our Mishnah. Obviously, Zoknemara Pshita Chalukim, Mavutema Mailam Mafreya Meis Leis. Maybe Mafreya means called Tahir Tazagam Mafreya means only 24 hours, or only at 24 hours, like the Olivan Yama. Kamash law, no. There's a complete machlekas here. He holds, the Rabban hold that it's Tamei Legamri, straight back to the time you checked last, and it argues on our Mishnah. And what's the reason, like we said, Al Tarti Le Reyesah.